Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Continuing our study on Yahweh's system of government, I want to speak to you about covenant enforcers. Covenant enforcers. It's one thing to be set free, another to live free. It was all through, even in the offering, when Pastor D spoke about the ant and the sluggard, you know, to live free takes some effort. You cannot be passive, and you know, the wilderness took no effort. All they had to do was gather the manna every day. They didn't have to plant, have to sow, have to harvest anything. They just go out and get the manna. But that was the process God was working them through to bring them to a place of living free. When you enter Canaan, or the promised land, now everything is by conquest. There's the driving out of the enemy. There's seven spirits that you'll face. Even when you come to church sometime, or on your job or wherever, there's seven spirits that you face often. One, the first one is, the spirit of intimidation. The world tries to intimidate you. There's another one we call hindrance. Yeah, the devil don't have to try to destroy you. All he has to do is hinder you or seek to hinder you. Then we have the spirit of provocation. You ever had somebody around you trying to provoke you all the time? You want to hit them in the eye? You have intimidation, you have hindrance, you have provocation. Then you have the one, criticism. People, you know, if you ain't doing nothing, you probably don't get criticized. But when you start moving for the Lord, that's when folks start criticizing. That's number four. Number five is condemnation. The enemy will try to bring you into condemnation. God will convict you, but the enemy will try to condemn you. Number six is there's number six and number seven. Number six, but let me start over. There's intimidation, right? There's hindrance. There's provocation. There's criticism. There's condemnation. There's judgment. And then there's, I forgot the last one. It'll come to me. But there are seven of them. These spirits, the last one is depression. You'll face these things where the enemy tries to bring you into a place of self-condemnation and depression. So mark those things down and recognize those in the world. Let me give you some quotes here before we get into the message. I quoted this yesterday in our men's ministry. I want to quote some things here, just little nuggets, if you're taking notes or if you get the CD or you go online and go back and listen to it, it'll encourage you. These are from different authors. Some I wrote, but some of these are from different authors, like the late Dr. Miles Monroe, different ones, Papa Jonathan David, different ones. So one is, you've got to be fierce with your purpose. You've got to become fierce with your purpose. If you're going to live free, see, it's one thing to be free, but the enemy consistently tries to bring you back into bondage, back into old habits, old lifestyle, old relationships, old mindsets. So you have to become fierce with your purpose, ruthless with your calling. See, some of us are too nice with the devil. But the reality is, nice is not a fruit of the Spirit. Kindness is. is part of the spirit, but not nice. Look at the distinction between them, because people will try to condemn you with the word nice. And an enemy just wants you to be nice. But at times you need to be fierce. There are times you need to be ruthless, uncompromising with certain things. Why? Because you're carrying something of great value. You are a kingdom ambassador. You're representing a kingdom. What God has placed in you is of great value, okay? So not everyone can come with you. Understand that. You're not just in the multitude. Everybody can't be with you. Call it what you will or may. Let people say who you think you are. Yep. No, don't tell them, I don't think I'm anybody. I know who I am. I ain't thinking, I know. I'm a child of a king. So everyone cannot come. Not everyone should stay with you. There are some people, you got to filter out of your life. Amen. And then some need to be released from your life, not because they're evil, but listen to this, but because they're not equipped to handle the weight of who you are becoming. It's like that. Sometimes you have to shed old relationships, shed old stuff, and it's not that people are evil, and it's not that you're being cruel or not being nice. You have to be fierce with your purpose and ruthless with your call. Maybe the lies will intersect again somewhere. But there's things, a lot of times the enemy infiltrates your life with smiles. It's not a pitchfork and horns. It's not a red suit, but smiles. But it's the devil nonetheless, because it's a threat to where you are going and who you are becoming. This is why the shift is uncomfortable. Don't mistake being uncomfortable for missing God. Sometimes God will take you through seasons of being uncomfortable because he's shifting some things. He's changing some things. Somebody say amen. It's not all about comfort and ease. We're talking today about law. We're talking about covenant enforcers. Sometimes you are called on to displace some stuff, to deal with some entities that have been there a long time, that are deeply rooted in something. You got to come against it and come against it until you loosen up that root. Amen. That's why the shifting is uncomfortable. That's why you have felt so much tension from time to time, because God is shifting some things. That's why things are being exposed in this season. It's not random. Heaven is cleansing or cleaning house before the next move. That's why you're seeing things even about yourself. Say amen, lights. God is showing you things about yourself need to be dealt with. Why? He's preparing you for the next move. Now, the next move is going to require space. Your mind and your spirit can't be cluttered with a whole lot of stuff. Space in your schedule. Space in your soul. And space in your spirit. You can't be troubled with people all the time. Taking everybody from the job home with you. You can't sleep because everybody's at the job in your bed with you. And you fussing and fighting with them in your sleep. The oil God is about to pour cannot be contained in a vessel cluttered with folks. Many times people keep people with them when they ain't with them because they're afraid. They have fear. Amen. Fear of people's anger. fear of people's reaction, fear of that feeling of emptiness should they decide to part ways with you.
Amen.
So many times you're on lockdown in fear, but you're cluttered. I hear a lot of Somebody say amen. Well, that's good. You can't be cluttered with conversation. You can't be talking all the time. In every conversation, know somebody everything. And you definitely have to deal with connections that carry contamination. Contamination. Huh? Are you hearing me? Connections that carry contamination. Now, we're not judging people, but you know, the people take you real fast in Matthew 7. Judge not that you be. Well, you don't understand what that means.
Amen.
Because somebody truly saved judges all things.
Amen.
But it's judged of no man.
You're
the judge. Now, we're not talking about condemning folk, but you better know folk. I'm not going to condemn you, but I know you. If I know you're a thief, I'm not going to let you hold my wallet. Hey, let me hold your wallet. Right? If you want the fullness of the next move, you must be willing to empty out the last.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.